Hi, this is Dan Ross from Silicon Valley Hypnosis Center again, and I want to talk about a great tool and process that you can use to really transform your life. In fact, I have some clients that have said, you know, this one tool is worth hundreds of dollars alone in terms of the impact that it's been able to have on them. In fact, I used this with one client who had used it to solve a lifelong problem with low self-esteem. You see, issues like self-esteem problems and depression have a certain structure to them. In order to do that, you have to have negative self-talk and or make negative pictures in your mind. Now, we already talked about how to resolve negative pictures in your mind, but negative self-talk is often a big component of issues like low self-esteem and depression. So, for example, people can walk around with a voice that says, you'll never be successful, things will never work out, you're no good. Right? And I think anybody would have problems if they had that kind of voice following them around all the time. But the problem is you can't just tell the voice to shut up because, you know, I think we've all tried that and it doesn't usually work very well. The voice is actually trying to get something for you, even though it seems like it, you know, it's kind of a weird way of going about it. So we can be sneaky with it and we can change how the voice actually talks to us as well as the content. And what I mean by how is different ways that we can say things, right? You could say something in a very joyous voice, or you could say something in a very dark and depressing voice. So just hearing the difference between something like, you'll be very successful in life. You'll be very, very successful is very different from, you will be very successful, right? That just kind of drains the energy out of it. Similarly, you could say, you'll never amount to anything, or you'll never amount to anything, which can be just sort of an upbeat, sort of joyous way of saying it, right? And of course, we don't even want those words to be around. So let's try this. We will try, so pick something that you're aware of for negative self-talk. And often people are very aware, and sometimes people are not very aware. But if you can think of something that you say to yourself, think about times when you've had like some kind of challenge with stress or anxiety, or just kind of felt down, and just notice what you might have been saying to yourself. Again, it might be some of those phrases like that, like, never be successful, or you know, this things will never work out, or why does this always happen to me? And just pick something. And we're going to, first of all, work on how you say that to yourself. And first of all, notice the tonality. And whatever the tonality is, make it sort of brighter and more upbeat and joyous. So it could be, oh, you'll never be successful in life, la-di-da, could be something simple like that. Now we're going to do the same thing like we did with the pictures, and I want you to take the voice and wherever it is, push it way out in front of you and down on the floor. So imagine the voice is like a little small cartoon character that is speaking up at you, and pick like your favorite cartoon character and imagine that that's saying it. Sounds pretty different, doesn't it? And now imagine that it kind of goes even further away and the volume goes down so we can barely just hear what it's saying. For often for people that makes it so, wow, the impact is so much different. Pretty different, huh? So now we want to work on the actual content. And just notice what would be something that would be more useful for you to have going on as an internal dialogue. Like for me, I've had to go through a lot of stuff recently that many people might find very stressful. So things like career change and moving to a different place and things like that. So for me, my mantra has become, oh, we'll get it done. It'll get done. It's just this kind of matter of fact, like, yeah, no big deal, you know. Instead of making this big, huge thing, like for me, moving after 17 years was a pretty big and involved process. But it was just, yeah, we'll get it done. And part of that was just kind of being aware of like, oh, I got all of these things to do. That was part of the negative self-talk I was doing. So think of something that you could say to yourself that would be much more encouraging. And then I'll give you a second to do that. It could be like, oh, it'll all work out. Everything always works out. Or, you know, that's fine. You know, I'll get it done. Or, yeah, I'm okay. Regardless of what happens, I'm okay. You know, just kind of matter of fact. And then we can dress it up a little bit you know, so it can be like mine. I like the matter of fact voices because they tend to be kind of stealthy. They can just kind of go in and don't get challenged. But it could be something real just like, oh, it'll all work out. It'll all work out. It will all work out. Think of if that was something that followed you around all the time instead of whatever else you were saying to yourself that might have been negative. Oh, it'll all work out. Yeah, life's good. Could be any one of those things. And I want you to practice that as an affirmation so that it gets installed. Think of all the repetitions that you've gone through with the negative voice. So we're going to have you consciously practice the positive voice said in the positive way. Do it for like a couple minutes each day. Just like, it'll all work out. It'll work out. It'll all work out. And then if you find the negative voice there, just, you don't have to fight it. Just push it off the side and say, oh, it'll all work out. Or whatever your new positive mantra is. Try this out, and I think this will have a big impact in your life.